Hey, welcome back. So we're coming up on the home stretch for this course. And this week we're going to be shifting away from the internal workings of a business, and we're going to be exploring the things that need to happen on the outside, specifically marketing. This is where creativity meets the strategy to meet the needs of the customer. We'll explore how businesses create, price, distribute, and promote products and services. Marketing is more than just selling. It's about building relationships and delivering value. Value is an important key to meet the needs of the customer. In business, integrity and value and pricing matters. Marketing is about delivering the right product to the right person at the right time, place, and price. It's not just about selling. It's about understanding and meeting the customer's needs. You can sell all you want, but if you don't understand the customer's needs and meet them in the right time, place, and the right price, it's going to be difficult to sell. A marketing strategy includes the five P's: product, price, place, promotion, and people. These tools help businesses create value and connect with their customers. With strategy in place, let's look at how businesses define their audience. So businesses identify specific groups called target markets and tailor their offerings to them. Competitive advantage can come from cost, product uniqueness, service, or niche focus. And I think that it's very important, again, to be reminded about what Christ tells us to do, that we should focus on Him, focus on the purpose that He has for our life. And when we do that, and when we work for the Lord, we can work with a purpose. Doing this helps us understand the marketing mix that blends the five P's to deliver value. Each of these elements must align. Great products need great pricing, placement, and promotion. Let's now explore how customers make buying decisions, right? How we, as consumers, make buying decisions. Consumers and businesses go through steps, right? You have a need recognition. You see that you need something. You start gathering information and research. I, at times, research way too much, right? We evaluate, right? We look at customers' reviews. We look at this. We look at that. We ask friends. Then we purchase it. And then we have a post-purchase reflection. Influences such as culture, personality, social groups, and our own perceptions play a key role in what we believe we need and our process of buying something. Understanding buyer behavior is wise business. Products can be goods, services, or ideas. They're classified by how consumers buy them: convenience, shopping, specialty, or unsought products. Let's look at how products evolve over time. So products go through introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Marketing strategies must adapt at each stage to stay relevant and profitable. Pricing may reflect value, cost, and market demand, right? As more demand for something goes up, the price goes up, right? Marketing needs to understand that. Strategies to include penetration, skimming, and competitive pricing are all things that marketing and marketers look at. Where products and prices set, let's move to how they reach the actual customers. Distribution is about getting the products to the customers efficiently. It can include logistics, supply chains, and intermediaries like wholesalers and retailers. Nowadays, a lot of this can be done completely online, but there are still places that have brick and mortar shipping that you can call up on a telephone, order a supply, they'll package it up, put it in a truck, and it'll be shipped to you. So all types of marketing are still relevant based upon your target market. Supply chains connect the raw materials to the finished goods. effective supply chain management improves efficiency and customer satisfaction. In this, this is all dealing with retail. So retailers range from department stores to online platforms. You know, non-store retailing includes things like vending, right? Direct selling and e-commerce. What's important is that we ensure that when we're doing all of this marketing, that it directly applies to our customer service so that on the back end, once customers have purchased the product and they have received it, they are satisfied. Right? Part of this is promoting items, right? Advertising, sales promotions, personal selling, public relations, social media, email commerce, email list. The list, these things go on and on and on about how different things are marketed. But the goal is to inform, persuade, and remind customers that you have a product that they want to buy. So let's dive deeper into advertising and public relations. Advertising reaches broad audiences through media. Public relations builds goodwill and manages reputations through events, press releases, newsletters, social media posts, and community engagement. Proverbs 22 says, a good name is more desirable than great riches. Right? A good name will lead you further into the future than getting quickly rich. Right? Social media allows real-time engagement. E-commerce enables online transactions and personalized marketing. Together, they transform how businesses connect with consumers. And remember, we need to remember the main purpose of marketing. Marketing is about more than profit. It's about serving people with excellence, honesty, and creativity. When done well, it builds trust. It meets the needs of consumers. And one of the most important things is that it reflects God's character in business. Thank you for joining. I hope that you learned something great today. Again, we're just getting the top of marketing. You're going to learn a whole lot more this week about it. I pray for you as you study this chapter and learn all about marketing and distribution, that if this is something that you're encouraged by, that this is just, you know, the icing, you know, to get you started. So I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. We'll see you in the next video. God bless. Have a great week.